probably two employees for sewer and different, I mean, so 175 employees probably we need to base it on.
You said we had 249, that we're just figuring now. Of course, it's going to be different the first of the year. And you're taking 72 out, and I was taking 80 out, so 72.
I've got 175 employees that are not affected, that are in GCR. So you're looking at $37,800 increase for option three. The increase is a $500 deductible, $1,500 out of individual out of pocket. Two of the prescriptions go up, and then the copays for emergency room and urgent care go up $25 and $50. And your copay goes up $10.
Actually, doctor's office is not impacted if you go with option three, which is your most used benefit when you look at the overall staff.
Right. It's not. I'm sorry. I was looking at the buy. I looked at the wrong. Yeah. So I'm, option three is fine with me.
Okay. Then I make the motion that we go with option three with health insurance for 2018.
Do you want to add as presented so we know it's this paper right here?
As presented, are we discussing the 100 now?
We will next. Second?
We have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And does the commission want to address the $100 dependent? I hate to press that, but...
Oh, no, you don't.
I'm doing it for Ruth.
This goes back with what...
How? Statement. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It goes back to the statement that was just made that we have to make tough decisions.
Quick question. I'm assuming the majority of the people are here for road petitions. Do we want to move forward with those? Or are you on a time schedule? Are we? I'm sure they're not interested in our insurance discussions. Or you want to keep going forward with the $100? That's the only thing we have left, right? Left, right?
That's just, what are you going to do with that?
We have 100 employees or 90 employees that utilize it?
As of when this spreadsheet was made. I think Commissioner Wyatt had 88 when she was doing her numbers, but it's somewhere right there in that zone.
Ruth, have you talked to any of the employees? Have they made comments or their concerns or their...
conversation and asking what their needs were, showing them the different possibilities discussing whether or not removing the $100 or decreasing the amount for the employee by increasing the base. So I just want to share that we really appreciate that she cared enough to go around and talk to each elected official and the employees.
So since you did that, I'll ask you, what do the employees want to do on the $100?
I'm sorry for that. I don't mean to. That's embarrassing. I'm sorry. Not saying that I talked to 200 and some odd, just the ones I spoke with didn't think. And in the beginning, some of those were getting advantage of the 200, of the 100, I'm sorry. They didn't think it was quite fair for the 1,200 for one employee and not the other. That I would get it and you wouldn't. And as you see, out of 249 employees, we have 90 right now that do that. That's not saying that those others wouldn't like to have theirs on it, but they just couldn't afford it now. So then I look at, well, if you got $100 towards it, and they still couldn't afford it out of their check. We have now your higher paid employees. That's the decision.
I'm going to use this, and you asked me about the road and bridge, so I'm going to ask you about the road and bridge. How many of those 90 are road and bridge employees?
I counted that.
That utilize the 90.
Yeah, that's.
Or excuse me, utilize the $100.
That's a good point. I mean, I did look at that. Let me see if I can find it in all my papers here. I was going to see, Randy's. Have you guys checked to know how many of yours I've got it here? But I was trying to save time. How many are take advantage of that?
I don't think they would know that. It'd probably be Ruth or Dawn that would know that.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't give it to you by memory. Maybe.
She'd have to go look at her record. She doesn't come here.
Do you mind looking?
Just a second. One, two.
And then looking at different funds and different things. Would having, if we had different plans for different funds, and I kind of talked to you about this, John, I'm being told as long as they're not discriminatory and that satisfy the ACA requirements that we could do that.
26.
There's only 26 employees in the road and bridge that use it.
I believe so. I had to check the names against calling over to be sure because I didn't know all the names, and that's why.
Your point, I would obviously have to tell you to consult with a labor attorney. However, there are people.
I did.
Okay.
And I was told as long as it's not discriminatory. And
right. You can't say I like Bill, so I'm going to give it to him, right. But I don't like Dave or whatever. But if you compartmentalize it between specific departments or whatever, then typically that's deemed to not be discriminatory, so that you can offer different things to different subsets of employees, not based on seniority or any of that kind of thing.
Just strictly.
My understanding. But again, I would defer to your labor attorney.